Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hey everyone, and welcome back to our Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. It is so exciting to see thousands and thousands of education professionals all around the world tuning in to our podcast every week. And I'm so grateful to you all for giving me your precious time. Today, I want to talk about using task boxes in your special education and autism classrooms. I love to use task boxes. And if you follow me on social media, you'll see that I have my task boxes set up into different months. And they're stored in the rainbow photo containers, which you can get from Michaels. So there's a lot of reasons why I decided to use task boxes and what the benefits are. But first, I want to start right at the beginning with, what are task boxes? Well, task boxes contain all of the items and materials that are required in order for a student to complete a specific activity. So it gives your students the support that they need in order to learn and work on specific skills. They are generally shorter tasks that can be completed in a short amount of time, and I like to create them in a way that encourages more independent learning from my students. So, why should you be using task boxes with your students? What are the benefits of them? Well, to be honest, there's a huge amount of reasons why and benefits that they have for students, but I'm just going to share some of my favorite ones. Number one, you can have task boxes that work on specific skills. Number two, it provides your students with everything they need in that box to focus on the activity without getting distracted by other things around them. Number three, task boxes encourage independence. The student can take everything out of the task box, lay it out, complete the activity, and this may take a little bit of time at first for them to complete the activity independently while they get used to the system, but it quickly becomes successful for them. You can then also have them put the items back into the task box when the activity is finished and put it away. Number four, you can cater your task box activities so they suit your students' needs, targets, and IEP goals. Number five, they will save you so much time in the long run because you can make them reusable and use them year after year with your students, rotating through the different ones so they don't get bored. Number six, you can make anything into a task box activity, even with things you already have in your classroom right now. And finally, this is my favorite one, it makes organization and planning so much easier when you already have everything prepped and ready to be used. So leading on from this, you may be thinking, well, what can I turn into a task box? What type of task boxes should I make? I always recommend to start with errorless learning when you're introducing a new type of work activity. This will help your students get used to the system they'll be using and promote that independence. So for errorless learning, it could be having some matching domino cards. One side of the domino has a colour splat, let's go with green for this task box, then the other side has an empty space. Then there's cutouts of a box with different green objects in each one. Students match these green object picture boxes onto the domino so that they're consistently pairing green objects to the green colour splat. This is a great starting place for your students to get used to task boxes. And if you want to know more about errorless learning, head back a few episodes and listen to our podcast episode that is devoted solely to errorless learning. And I will also link to this in the show notes of this as well. So once you're happy that your students are able to use task boxes efficiently and you know that the system is going to work, you can start putting together some more task boxes. Now, you can do this in a number of different ways. You could put together monthly task box sets like I do, and this is where the activities are themed to that month of the year. Or you can focus on subject areas or targets. But first, I thought I would share some of my favourite task boxes with you guys. So we have sequencing, lacing, matching, puzzles, sorting, using zips and buttons, sensory boxes, following directions, beads and strings, building, magnets, letter tasks, and number tasks. And honestly, there's so many more than these that we use, and my students love them all. Now, you may be starting to think about setting up these task boxes in your classroom, but you're worried about storage. Well, I would ensure that you make task boxes that are suitable and easy for you to store in your classroom. Some teachers like to use large sandwich boxes or trays for the task boxes, and if you have room to store these, that's great. but you may be like me where storing all of those is just not an option. So instead, I use the Rainbow Photo Storage Boxes from Michaels. And if you wait until a sale is on, you can grab these at super low prices. I have a photo storage box set up for every month of the year. Then I store these boxes in my cupboard so I can just pull them out every month and they're ready made up for my students to use. I like to rotate through the different task box activities throughout the month for my students so that they're working on different task boxes and skills. And this means they won't get bored of doing the same thing every day. My students do need to work on skills a few times in order for them to retain them, and they do like routine. So I try to work on similar skills if it's a specific target for them, but I'll change the way that they're working on and learning that skill. And task boxes are the perfect way for me to do this with my students. Another thing that I love about task boxes is that if I'm off sick or out of the room, everyone knows where they are. They're all put together already and they can just pull them out and put them to use straight away with my students. They're also portable, so if you are a teacher or therapist who goes to other classrooms to work with students there or to breakout rooms, these are super easy for you to carry around and take with you for your students to use. So much easier than trying to carry piles of books and activities in your hands. It all comes in one simple case. One of the questions that I get asked about the most when I use task boxes is when? When do you use them? And to be honest, you can use them any time that you want. The most consistent time that I use task boxes is part of our morning work routine. My students love our morning work routine because it's structured and it's consistent every day. I was going to talk about my morning work routine here, but instead I'm going to devote the next episode to that because it's such a great and successful routine that we have set up. I figured it needed an episode of our own. But I'll touch briefly on it here, but make sure to head back next week and listen to that morning work routine podcast episode. So for our morning work routine, I will put our task boxes into big scrapbook boxes. This is where all the morning work is kept for every student in my classroom. It helps to keep us organized and the student can see how much work they have left to complete until they're finished. So I'll put a couple of task boxes from our monthly pack and give them to students to use. This is also a great way for assistants or supply staff to work because you have everything there for them ready, so no confusion or mix-ups can happen. So that is my quick episode today all about independent work task boxes. I personally love them and I use them every day with my students. If you want to check out some of the task boxes that I use every month with my students, head on over to the show notes, check out the links there. I'm also including a couple of free ones there that you could download and use as well. If you use task boxes in your classroom or your therapy sessions and you enjoy them, or maybe you don't enjoy them, send me an email. I would love to hear about your experiences. Or if you're wondering about how to set them up or have any questions, send me an email and I will be super glad to help you out. That's all from me today, but remember to tune into our episode next week where I'm going to be sharing all about our morning work routine so you can find out all about that. Thank you for tuning into this episode and I will speak to you again soon.